Greg Sharp back in our Husker Sports Network studios. Delighted to be joined by Nebraska President Hank Bounds here at halftime. And Hank, happy holidays to you. I know that it's a busy time of year. We got the new year about just around the corner. What's on your mind for 2016?
Well, Greg, in a word, students. What does the University of Nebraska need to do to provide our students with the best experiences? There are any number of things we can do, and one of those things is providing them with quality facilities. The students I talk to tell me that facilities matter. They want to learn in classrooms and labs that befit a 21st century university. One of our key responsibilities at the University of Nebraska is to build outstanding academic programs that prepare students to be successful, attract talent to our campuses, and meet the state's workforce needs. Outstanding programs depend on two ingredients. First, talented faculty and staff, and second, functional, safe facilities that are suited to modern-day teaching and research.
So let's talk about that. How does the university stand when it comes to buildings?
Sure. Well, I've spent a great deal of time on our campuses over the past 8 months, and I've seen firsthand that many of our buildings are in really good condition. I'm also aware that buildings across the university, including some heavily used for teaching and research, need some investments to bring them to current standards. Obviously, you can't fix everything. So we did a comprehensive facilities analysis university-wide. This helped us to really prioritize renovation projects that meet key NU and state needs like education, research, and STEM education.
What's the next step then to make sure that you have up-to-date buildings, classrooms, labs?
Well, Greg, I think it's important to note that we have a long and rich history of partnering with Nebraska policymakers to make mutual investments in deferred maintenance projects. This has really protected the quality of NU facilities. Planning together makes a lot of sense, given that University of Nebraska buildings represent 70% of the state's total building assets, and we're really thankful for the state's support. Right now, we're putting together a capital plan around critical maintenance priorities. In the upcoming legislative session, we'll ask senators and the governor for deferred maintenance dollars to fund renovation projects in the year ahead. We'll match those with university dollars, and together we can preserve the investment we made when the facilities were first built.
What do you hope to see in the future when it comes to the physical structure of the university?
Well, several things. First, we need to continue to be good stewards and take care of the buildings that we have. Second, we need to make certain that we prioritize needs versus wants. And third, we need to provide our students and staff with high-quality classrooms, labs, and office space. This gives faculty the space they need to do their work and ensures a quality learning environment for our students. We're in an incredibly competitive higher education marketplace. Students and faculty have lots of choices. We want to make certain that they choose Nebraska.
Well, we appreciate the update, Hank. Thank you for joining us. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thanks, Greg. Happy holidays to all listening on the show today.
Nebraska President Hank Bounds with us here at halftime of the Husker game with Samford. Kemp Pavelka, Matt Davison, back with more next.